morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's the fall season. A little bit cooler than you're probably accustomed to, especially if you live in the Northeast. But it's the fall season, and it's needed to make our plants go into a hibernation stage, and that way they can better prepare for the winter. Now, the one thing that you want to be able to say to yourself right now is, if you're going to be cutting roses to bring inside the house, where you make that cut to remove the stem with the rose on it, put a little bit of wax. And what I do on roses is I'll bring a can of Pledge with me. And where I cut the rose, just a little spray. It seals where you made the cut. And that way there's less dehydration or winter damage. So you try that. And remember, you never, ever prune roses in the fall. Never. Wait until the spring. During March, during April is the time for doing that. But never prune roses or hydrangea in the fall. Always in the spring. Otherwise, you have open cuts. An open wound, and when the wind blows, it pulls the moisture out of that stem, and then you have damage, and you lose your that branch or flowers for sure. This is cleanup time. Remember, lower your lawnmower to 2 to 2.5 inches. That way, when the leaves fall, they're blowing your neighbor's yard and not stay in yours. If you got 3 inches of grass, the stem of the leaf is going to stick in it, and then you'll have to rake it. And if you are raking leaves and you're using those 30-gallon paper bags, big, tall cylinders, they're difficult to deal with. There's a product called Leaf Mate, and it's a canvas funnel that the bag fits right on. It holds it straight up, and that way when you pour the leaves in it, it's, the top is bigger than the bottom, and it fills a lot easier, much, much easier. And when you put sticks in it, the canvas Leaf Mate protects the bag from ripping. So go to your garden center, check it out, and you can go to their website, leafmate.com. John, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Tom from New Hampshire, who has a question about pruning and a question about crabapple trees.
Okay. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I had a couple of questions. I have a line of pine trees, and there's one that's kind of getting a little taller than the others, and I was wondering if I could cut a couple of the top branches off just to, so the energy will focus on the bottom. I'm kind of building it as a hedge. And also I have a flowering crab tree that I'm just wondering if there's any concern that the bark seems to be flaking at, you know, at the about 5 inches from the bottom, and the diameter of the tree is about 5 inches.
Now, what do you mean by flaking? Is it like little pieces coming off or big chunks of bark?
It's not actually on the ground. It's just kind of like peeling a little bit. And I had sprayed some pruning sealer on it, but I'm just wondering if maybe some of that was residual because I had sprayed some pruning sealer on it earlier this summer. And
okay.
I'm just wondering if I'm doing it right.
When the bark When the bark came off the tree, did it expose the white wood fibers from the tree itself, or was it just like little potato chips that peeled off of it?
Yeah, it's more like potato chips peeling off of it.
Okay. Because some varieties of flowering crab, as the diameter of the trunk expands, it has to, the bark can only stretch so long and so far. So what happens is the bark on the outside peels, but in the meantime, the tree is making new bark or new skin underneath the old bark that's flexible. The tree expands, then that bark that was flexible hardens off to hold the tree in place until the following year, and the outer bark, like the skin on our hand, falls off. So I wouldn't be concerned. As long as there's no visible wood, it's not peeling like a piece of newspaper unraveling around the trunk of the tree. If there's little pieces of bark that are falling and flaking off, don't be concerned. Coosa dogwood, for example, you'll have chunks of bark the size of 2 inches, 3 inches in height, and a couple of inches in width that will flake off. And you look at the base, and it looks like potato chips around it. And the bark becomes multicolored. That's perfectly natural, so don't panic on that. On your pine trees, you can prune, and you can prune any time on an evergreen tree, because when you make a cut, the evergreen, the sap is pitch, and it's sticky, and when it's exposed to the air, it will harden and make a callus and seal where you've made the cut. So you should be okay. And if you want to be a hedge, then you're going to have to prune every single year, because what's going to happen, every branch that you cut will make 2 or 3 new branches. So you're going to end up making the top of that plant, instead of being a single leader like a blue spruce, it's cone-shaped. White pine, if you prune the top, multi-heads will develop. It'll make it thicker, will make it fuller, but you'll lose that cone shape. But you don't want a cone shape, you want a hedge. And you want multi-heads on the top of that plant to make them thicker and denser and to control the height of the plant. Remember, a pine tree, if you don't prune it, will get up to be 75 feet. Unfortunately, when it gets up to be that tall, all the foliage is on the top 30 or 40 feet, and the bottom third of the plant has no branches. So your privacy is up in the air, not near the ground. So you do need to prune on a regular basis. Thank you. Don, who's next? Don, who's next?
Up next we have Amber from New Hampshire, who has a question about plant treatments.
Okay. Amber, good morning. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning. I have a question. I was bringing in some geraniums, and I have a mandevilla and a couple other coleus plants I was going to bring in. I started with the geraniums, and I had noticed I got little caterpillars that are crawling around my house, where they were. So I'm wondering, before I bring in any others, what do I need to do to treat them to make sure I'm not bringing bugs in the house?
What I always do is I inspect the plant thoroughly. I'll turn the plant upside down and look to see if there's anything on the underside of the leaves. So I check the underside of the leaves quickly. I check the top of the soil. in your pot to make sure that, you know, if there's any dead leaves, I'll pull all of the dead leaves out. If there's any insects on the soil, I'll clean all of those out. But I'll check the underside and the soil first. Then I'll carefully check all of the foliage. And the one thing that I found that works real good, Amber, take a sheet of white paper and put the white paper underneath some of the foliage of the plant and then tap the leaves to see if you can shake anything off the leaf onto the white paper. And then look at it and see if anything moves. Maybe a little black spot, a brown spot. And if you see it move, then you know you could have aphids, you could have mites, could be anything at that point. And if you see anything move, and I do it whether I see anything move or not, I'll buy all season oil. And I will spray the entire plant with the all season oil. And a day like today is perfect. That way, the plant has a chance to air dry. The oil is there. It kills any eggs, any adults, shines up the foliage, and that way when you bring the plant in, it's nice and clean.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. If you plant the new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Inez from Massachusetts, who has a question about an orchid.
Inez, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. I have two questions, Paul. One is dendrobium, which is growing beautifully in my... I have a window with plenty of light and sun, and it's about 36 inches tall now. And I have 10 buds on the spike. 3 of them are already open. I want to know if I can still keep that. Do the buds mind it if I... the flowers, if I keep them in the sun? That's number one. And the other question is, do I continue fertilizing now or when?
Okay. On your orchids, keep them in sun because your days are getting shorter and shorter. I mean, every day we're losing a minute or more in the length of the day. And the intensity of the sun is getting weaker and weaker. So the way that I try and explain it to people, in June, the sun is like a 100-watt bulb, a light bulb. It's 100 watts, okay? By the time we get to Christmas, that 100-watt light bulb is down to a 60, a 50, even a 40-watt light bulb. So you can take a plant that traditionally grows in the shade during the summer, and if you want it to continue to do good, you need to put it in the sun during the fall, winter, and early spring. I have Phalaenopsis orchids, and they stay in my backyard with morning sun and late in the day sun, but shade during the bulk of the day. And when the kids go back to school, I bring them in the house. I put them in a south-facing window, and they stay there from September until, mid to late April. And they get sun all day, and they bloom like crazy. So that's what you need to do. And as far as feeding, they should be fed year-round on a regular basis. Now, if you're using Osmocote, the little pellets, the Osmocote will last for a 6-month period. And that's what I do with my orchids. January and June is when I feed them with Osmocote. When they're in bloom, to try and help them out, once a month I'll give them a little bit of Miracle-Gro to try and give them a little extra energy to give the flower some additional color to make it bloom a little bit longer, to help the flower to be even larger in size. And I, whenever I have anything that's in bloom, I feed them on a monthly basis. But I use Osmocote once in June, once in January, because it lasts 6 months. And every time you water that orchid, Inez, every time you water, if you use Osmocote, a little bit of that pellet bleeds, fertilizes that plant, and keeps it strong, and keeps the flower buds coming on your orchid. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Carrie from California, who has a question about planting in the desert.
Carrie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. I have cannas planted in pots, and mm-hmm. I'm going to give them to my daughter who lives in Apple Valley. That's the desert.
Okay.
And I was wondering if she should plant them, you know, take them out of the pots and plant them now or wait maybe till spring.
Well, it really doesn't matter. She can plant them directly into the ground. I have a son that lives in Florida, and where he lives in Florida, the cannas are a perennial flower. And a lot of the highway departments will plant them in the Meridian Strip. The days get short, the plant stops growing, you do get some cold weather, and the plant will go, like, not really dormant, but semi-dormant, where you still have a few leaves, but you don't have any flowers. And the reason you don't have any flowers, Carrie, is because the length of the day. Cannas are a long day plant, and if they don't get long days, they don't make a flower. So being it's a mild climate, it's up to her. If she wants to plant them, they will continue to produce a root system on the warm days, and that way when spring comes, she'll have a bigger plant to begin with. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and a special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Well, you know, I've been telling you fall is for planting and it's a great time to get outside and plant the new shrubs and new trees. It's still time to plant grass seed. So if you still have some bare spots and you haven't had a chance to plant the lawn and to thicken up those spots in your grass, let's start thinking about doing that. And to try and help you to get motivated on planting a new lawn, we've asked Marion Goldberger to join us this morning and to tell you about the new technology in grass seed. Grass seed has changed a lot. It used to be you just bought a box, you sprinkled it on the ground, and drove you crazy to take care of it, and it was expensive. Well, the new technology in grass seed is less mowing, less fertilizer, less weed killers, and hardier grass. Miriam, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
I'm extremely well. It's a lovely day.
It's a gorgeous day. We got a little bit cool here this morning, but hey, it's the fall season.
That's right. That's right. It's a beautiful fall day. Yeah, and I'm really glad that you're talking right off the bat about the new technology that is lawn, because this really is a very different approach. It's so easy. It's so reliable. It's really an absolute change in how much work lawns used to be to take care of.
Tell us about your grass seed and how it's different than anything else out there, Miriam.
Well, we developed a wonderful lawn seed, which we call Eco Lawn, and it's a blend of fine fescue grasses. Fine fescue grasses have these characteristics that are completely different from regular lawns. They have deep roots and fine blades. They grow in the sun. They grow in the shade. They grow in deep shade, even under pine trees. And they germinate quickly, but they grow slowly. So that really means you're only mowing once a month. And once your eco lawn is established, you're not even needing to water it either at all or maybe occasionally. You're going to need the occasional fertilizer for it, but again, you're not needing a lot of fertilizers. And so you're really working with a lawn that is so much easier to take care of and extremely reliable and very, very beautiful looking.
So it's a nice soft blade compared to the more coarse grasses that we have out there.
Yes, that's correct. And walking on it barefoot is an absolute joy, which is a nice bonus.
There's nothing better than barefoot on the grass during the heat of summer. Now, you were saying it can be planted any place, sun or shade. Tell us.
Yeah, that's right. Fine fescues are those beautiful blades of grass that you see. If you go for a walk in the woods or you come upon an open meadow, they're natural grasses you can find in many parts of North America and in Europe. And they know how to take care of themselves. They don't need people to fuss over them. They have these deep roots which source water and nutrients. And as I said, they germinate really quickly, but they'll grow slowly. So if you want a beautiful trimmed lawn look, as most people do, you're only mowing once a month. And another interesting factor is that fine fescues actually come in as they mature quite densely. So they physically crowd out weeds. And they also function to kill off competing vegetation. So over time, they actually become their own natural weed killer in a lawn. So you end up with very few weeds in your lawn.
Well, the one thing that I like about the fine fescues is the length of the root. And I know everybody wants to have a bluegrass lawn. You know, they see it, and it's a perfectly looking lawn. It's a lot of work because bluegrass demands a lot of fertilizer. But the root system only goes down 4, 5, 6 inches, while the fine fescues will go down how deep, Marion? How deep into the ground?
9 to 14 inches, Paul. 9 to 14 inches. And they're very fine roots as well, but they form a very dense mesh, which means coincidentally that they also tend to break the grub cycle. Because grubs like to live just below the root system of shallow-rooted sod-style lawns. And the grubs don't like to go down that deep. Plus, once your eco lawn is established, it's dry under there because you don't need to be watering constantly at all. And grubs like a moist soil. So both of those reasons tend to contribute to your property not having a grub problem anymore.
And grubs do prefer bluegrass over any other kind of grass, but I never realized that that's true because the grubs do stay right on the surface. And if your roots are like a spider web rather than individual roots, it's going to choke them out.
That's correct.
Now, tell us about feeding Eco Lawn. How much fertilizer do you have to give it?
Well, it depends on the soil. you do not automatically need to fertilize an eco lawn. If you're starting with an eco lawn this fall, whether you're overseeding your existing lawn or creating a new lawn, you could put on a nice organic fall fertilizer if you wish. We do recommend it if you have a very, very nutrient depleted sandy soil. But most soils are actually fairly decent for the eco lawn without excessive amounts of fertilizer or any. The real takeaway lesson is you do not automatically need it, but it is helpful in the fall. You can put some on, but you're not in a situation like a shallow rooted sod lawn where your lawn is basically, in some sense, addicted to needing fertilizer because it's shallow rooted and thick bladed and far more demanding of human attention.
Now, how about soils that are on the acid side? Because if you have pine trees and oak trees, they're going to make the soil more acidic. What
mm-hmm.
will happen
yeah.
with a fine fescue grass if you plant it in an acid soil?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something that is absolutely shocking to most people, but eco lawns grow beautifully under pine trees and in acidic soils. Absolutely beautifully. It's not a problem at all. They'll thrive in acidic soils as well as more balanced or more alkaline soils, because eco lawn will grow in compacted clay as well. Really pretty amazing stuff.
And it's not too late in the year to plant an eco lawn grass seed at this time?
No, you can plant right now. Depending on where you are, we're all finding that the fall tends to be, you know, we're starting to get cool, but at the same time, if you're watering to get it established right now, you probably could get away with it. If you don't have time to do your seeding now and pay proper attention to it, what you can do is be lazy for a few more weeks and wait till it's even more cool, but the ground's not frozen yet, and do a dormant seeding. So you'd put the seed down now, and then it's fine if it freezes over the winter, and it'll start growing in the spring, and it'll kick in and start growing very soon once the ground warms up in the spring. And you'll probably add a little bit of seed at that time as well, because nature moves the seed around a little bit. But that's a great way to kind of get a head start on all the spring tasks.
Now, where can people go to get information on EcoLawn, Mariam?
Very simple, Paul. Simply go to eco-lawn.com. That's eco-lawn.com. And there you'll find beautiful images of the eco lawn, what it looks like cut traditionally, or you can leave it long, which we can talk about if you want. And then lots of technical information about eco lawn, how it works, and how simple it is to work with at your property.
Now, you said you don't have to mow it. So if you have
mm-hmm.
an area and you want to let it come in natural, how mm-hmm. high will the eco lawn grow?
Not very high at all. Because these blades are so fine, they will actually fall over under their own weight. So if you don't mow your eco lawn, then it will only get about 3.5 inches tall. Only 3.5 inches tall. The length of the blade will, it left unmowed, go to 6 or 7 inches, but along the ground. It's a very lovely look. Some people enjoy it very much. Or, for example, if you have a slope that's really tricky to mow, you might want to put EcoLawn there because it'll stay green and you can leave it unmowed and it looks absolutely beautiful. Sometimes people will have a formal front yard EcoLawn that they mow, and in the backyard where they feel like they can relax a little bit more, they leave it unmowed. And that's a really interesting look. you can take a look at the website and see what that looks like.
Now, are there any nurseries in the New England area where people can go to pick up the seed?
Yes, there are several in the New England area. And what we find is that we more and more nurseries in New England and all over North America carry it because people walk into their local nursery and say, I've heard about this lawn. Why aren't you carrying it? I want to buy it. And so you're welcome to go into your local nursery. But you, Paul, have that list of the forward-thinking nurseries in New England that do carry the EcoLawn. There's a good, healthy list of it.
That's right, and we'll have that available on the website shortly. But
it's on the Wildflower Farm and EcoLawn website too, where you can go in New England to pick up your EcoLawn, or you can purchase the EcoLawn online from Wildflower Farm that developed the EcoLawn.
So they can just go to the website wildflowerfarm.com and order the grass seed there. Once they've yelled at their nursery and say, hey, how come you're not carrying this eco-friendly grass seed that I don't have to mow every week and five times a year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can go to the ecolawn.com website or the Wildflower Farm website. They're almost one and the same. And get that list and get more information about the EcoLawn as well.
Wonderful. Miriam, we want to thank you for joining us this morning and helping to educate our listeners about the new technology in grass seed EcoLawn. Have a great weekend, Miriam.
Thank you. You too, Paul.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation. With Vacation.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pets safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Fred from Appleton, Maine, who has a question about mushrooms.
Fred, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello, Paul.
I got a question
for you. I live up in the mid-coast, Maine. I got small button mushrooms on our lawn, and back in the old days, they used to say that you had mushrooms growing on your lawn, it means there's a lack of lime. I'm just curious what you thought.
It is a lack of lime, and it's also a sign that you've got a good soil. Because mushrooms, if you were to go to a commercial mushroom grower, they grow it in a soil that is very, very rich in organic matter. So that's telling you that you've got a good soil, but you need a little bit of lime. So if you're going to use the old-fashioned powdered lime, one 50-pound bag of lime will treat about 1,000 square feet of lawn. And that would be with your, if it's a drop spreader, fully open. And you just push it, and you'll turn the whole neighborhood white. But that's the rate that you have to apply it to really do any good. Now, Jonathan Green has a product called Magical. And Magical is a lime substitute, and one 40-pound bag will treat 5,000 square feet. And the difference between the two, the old-fashioned powdered lime will take about 6 months to work. So if you put it down now, when spring comes, it will be working for you, which is good. So if you've got a vegetable garden, flower beds, and you want to change the acidity, now is the time to apply it so that when spring comes, your soil is less acidic. Magic Cal from Jonathan Green will do the same thing in 10 to 14 days. It's a different product, but does the exact same thing, and you need a lot less of it. Now, if you've got a wood stove or a fireplace, when you clean out the wood stove, save that wood ash and throw it on your grass. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash will cover 1,000 square feet of lawn or vegetable garden, and like the Magic Cal, will change the acidity in 7 to 10 days. So if you go to your local landfill and there's a sign that says, this is where you dump your wood ash, bring some buckets, pick it up, bring it home, spread it on top of your vegetable garden, your flower beds, your lawn, and you're going to see a big difference in the quality of your grass and your garden. And if any of you grew tomatoes this past summer, and on the bottom of your tomato, it turned all brown and then black and then it rotted, that's called blossom end rot. And it also happens with zucchini and summer squash. And that's because your soil is on the acid side. So sprinkle some lime in the vegetable garden, some wood ash, and that will help to neutralize the soil, to take some of the acidity out, and not only will it make things grow better, but the fertilizer that you add will work better because acid soil has the ability to tie up in the ground the fertilizer that you put down. So the acidity grabs a hold of the food that you're putting in your garden, preventing the plants from using it. So you have to put more food to get the same results. So lime is very, very important. And the only place that you would not need to use lime is around blueberries. The more acidic the soil, the better your blueberries are going to grow. And if you have blue hydrangea, if you add lime on your blue hydrangea, you'll turn the flower pink instead of blue. And that's the only plant that you can do that for. So if you're looking to do just one thing today, look at your garden. How did it grow? If it didn't grow as good, maybe it's acid and a little bit of limestone or Magic Cal would go a long, long way to have a better vegetable and perennial bed, and to help thicken your existing lawn. If we can help you, one more hour, 800-259-9231.